This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I still wish you the best. B. Mitchell Finley, bleep you Thursday. I hope everybody's ready to get some stuff off their chest, man. Whatever has wronged you, whoever has bothered you. I want to start, and I want to be, you know what, I won't start. I'll get there. Apparently, Landfill has poisoned the well and has people mad at me, and you know what? I'm man enough to take it.
They mad at you,
why? I don't know. G is in Sterling. What's up, G?
I ain't really mad at you. I'm just like, man, don't be telling people on the air that you got money in your pocket. Do you know where you at? People will hit you in your head for that little bit of money that you got in your pocket, and beef is not going to be around you to kick the beef that save you, man. Stop doing that.
Well, the good news is I no longer have any money in my pocket because I had to cover everybody's Venmo. So if anybody's listening, I'm Briz Oak. But let me ask you, I've always wondered this. How many people roll into the casino broke? Like, if you're looking to rob somebody, isn't the casino the place to go anyway? You typically, if you're at the casino, you have cash.
Not if they're the news, dog.
What's that?
You can bear the gas. They can hit your head, take your money.
All right. Let's hope it doesn't happen, all right? 800-636-1067 is the phone number. Whoever you're mad at, feel free to let loose. It is Bleep You Thursday. Commander Tequila's mad. Hello, Commander. How do you do?
What are you mad at?
Hey, how you doing, man?
We're good,
I'm
dude.
Mad because
how are you?
I want my nickel back, eh?
Listen, Commander, you sent me a nickel of your own volition. I didn't ask for it. I didn't want it.
Well, he did that so he could finish up his joke.
With you, man.
All right. It's a good joke, though. Thank you, Commander. Take care. I have a series of bleep views.
Let's go with it, Jay. Who you mad at now, dog? You always mad at somebody.
Well, I think it got you, too, because you were sneezing pretty good earlier in the week. The pollen is back.
And I wasn't sneezing because of pollen. I was sneezing because I was eating something, and that pepper went right up in my nose.
Well, something must be getting you right now. You need to blow your nose, dog.
No, I just finished that damn jerk chicken.
I think I hate the pollen, so bleep the pollen. My yard also looks god-awful. I need yard assistance. I desperately need yard assistance. Maybe I should just pave it. I don't know what to do. It looks bad.
No, don't pave it.
But really, phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. But I'm going to make this kind of specific about basketball here. Does everybody know who Will Wade is?
Yeah.
Will Wade was the head coach of VCU that then got the head job at LSU.
Yeah.
And when he was at LSU, he did a litany of shady stuff, got fired, got in a bunch of trouble.
Yep.
Now he's back, huh?
Got hired by McNeese State.
Yep.
And took McNeese to back-to-back NCAA tournaments.
Already got a contract after this over.
He's already – well, he's been hired to become NC State's next head coach.
Yeah.
I don't begrudge that. Now, I don't understand why you can't just wait until your run with McNeese is over, but I want to be clear that I don't begrudge that.
Yeah.
I do, however, think that dudes like Will Wade are the type of dudes doing this stuff, right? Like, this dude's probably a little slimy. A lot of college sports is. I'm not mad at him for it. But, like, you could have waited a week, dog. They want you. They'll wait a week.
But the team wants to go in and hire you. The schools are the ones that does it. I can't blame Will Wade, you know, because what Will Wade did was say, I'm going to be leaving after this. What most of them do, oh, I'm never going to leave. And then they leave the next day.
I don't blame him for anything. I'm just saying it's a little – like, coaches can always leave, and they want to complain about the transfer portal, but they can always leave.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And now, I've been saying that forever, but my whole thing is, don't be pissed. If I hear Will Wade say something about a player leaving or a player wanting to go somewhere else, then I'll curse him out. But I can't blame him for what he's doing right now because, hey, everybody does it. They've been doing it forever. They go where the money's at, and that's what the players are doing too. So I would say this, if you're a good coach, be a damn good coach. Don't sit up here and talk about, oh, the players have all the control. Now, no, you've had it. You left. You didn't care that you promised to their parents that you'll never leave.
I just, for me, with what's going on at the University of Maryland, that the AD might go to SMU, that they got more money than God.
They got a lot of money.
Yo, God bless you. Good luck, man.
Yeah.
I'm not worried. here's the biggest thing to me is people are like, oh, man, you know, we don't want the distraction. Like, for me with Kevin Willard, and maybe some of this isn't his fault. I don't know. But I know I was at the press conference the other night when he got asked about the rumors about a new contract, and now there's all this conversation about Villanova wants him. Good luck, dog. Like, I'm not mad at you. But if you don't want this conversation to happen right now, then you or your representatives tells Villanova, we're not talking about anything until our attorney runs over.
Yeah.
You have the person that has that power is you. Nobody else. Like, you know who did it? We just saw this. And if you want to tell me it's different because of the transfer portal or recruiting or any of that, fine. But you know who just did this? Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury was like, yo, not dealing with any of this till the playoff run is over.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is an honest way to approach it. Like, nobody wants anybody to not get a new job. This is America, man. Go to the highest bidder at all times. You've
but see,
got
they
support.
Can't have their cake and eat it, too. Like, I understand. They're looking for better jobs all the time. But don't tell me you don't want to talk about it if you're talking about it. You know what I mean? If you're communicating with another school, then any question I want to ask will be asked. And you got to deal with that. If you can't deal with it, damn it, then just leave right now. Be gone.
Totally, man. It's crazy to me. Dudes that I don't mean this with any sort of malice, but, yo, Villanova, if you want to double Kevin Willard's salary to get him up there, good luck. Like, I'm not mad at him for taking it, but I'm not losing sleep. We're not losing Gary Williams.
Yeah.
Kevin Willard in three seasons had one fun surprise, one real bad, and this one looks pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And now this is – maybe they'll still go to the Final Four. Maybe they still go to the Sweet 16, and this isn't a distraction. But it sure as hell sets up as an excuse for a distraction. Cody Betts, the tech executive. I got a quick bleep you for Cody Betts. I said, dude – why aren't you out here? It's MGM. And he tricked me and said he wasn't coming. Now he's here. All right, let's get to these phones. Tom is in Silver Spring. Tom, who are you mad at?
I'd like to say bleep you to the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Committee for snubbing the WVU Mountaineers.
All right.
You and the governor, dog. Yo, how much worse does that feel?
I give Tom more credence than the governor. The governor got us something to worry about. Tom could be pissed off.
How much worse does that feel, Tom, that the coach has now left and gone to Indiana? Did we lose Tom? Tom's gone. But, yo, that's a real kick in the ass.
West Virginia?
That not only did the coach leave, not only did they not get in the tournament, but then the coach left, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave is in North Carolina. Dave, who you mad at, buddy?
Man, I want to bleep all my customers. And I know I shouldn't because, you know, they do pay my check. But I'm a delivery driver, so I pretty much jump in and out of a box truck. And for some reason, these people have the ability to order once a week. And yet they've waited 2-3 months now between orders, and now I got 4 or 5 massive orders on my truck. So bleep them. They're killing my back. I want to get home, watch these games. And they did me dirty today, so bleep all of them. And also bleep the selection committee for putting my Terps all the way out west. It makes no sense. Terps haters. Let's go Terps.
Yeah, man.
All right.
So many Terps haters. Good luck with the back.
Yeah, man. Hey, you got a kid? Make your kid go to work with you that day. Help him carry some of them. Make him carry some of them damn boxes.
Julius is in Waldorf. Julius, who you mad at?
We sat there and went out to South Carolina official tournament. I did a lot of studying all over the lakes. I knew exactly where to go. And, yeah, he was like, nah, we're going to go fish this part of the lake. I'm like, dude, we ain't going to do that. We're not going to do well over there. Lo and behold, we blanked the first day of the tournament. You go to the second day of the tournament, he's like, all right, we'll go fish where you said. Why we end up getting second place? If he would have listened to me, we would have won. So, dude, I love you. I got to send a quick bleep to you.
Being a dad of a son, and you just say, bleep me, you better be on a swivel when you see your daddy. He might jab you right now.
You better hope he doesn't listen. We have a Jeff in Oxon Hill that wanted to get some bleep yous off, I believe. Jeff? Chris, put Jeff up.
Oh, nah, I was just saying Julius was my boy. He be fishing. He be really fishing. But I actually do have a bleep you. I want to bleep everybody with hair because it seems like everywhere I go, I got to be identified by my bald head.
Bald dude.
Like what? Why you can't just say, oh, you talking about Jeff? Jeff from here or
the bald head
Big
dude.
Jeff? It's always bald Jeff. Or when my friends post pictures, they be like, oh, and Jeff bald head. So, like, this is
well, they call you that, Jeff, because your hair is leaving right there.
But no, the thing is, my bald head is not something to identify me by. Like, Jeff, you can say, I get called Baldy. Like, it's not even
what's up, Baldy?
Yeah, you know what's up, Baldy? Why you got that bald head then?
But this is the thing.
Does anybody call you Baldy B?
They say Bald B.
No, let's break it down, though. I'm not bald by if I was bald by choice here, yeah, you could do. I'm not bald by choice. Don't be coming out calling me Baldy.
You got a horseshoe, dog.
That's why I said I'm not bald by choice.
You bald by choice because everything is gone here, so you got to get everything to catch up with it.
That's not a choice.
Hold on.
That's an ultimatum.
You're saying you're not bald by choice. You mean that you're going bald so you shaved your head?
Yes. Like, if my hairline wasn't back here, I would keep my head.
I don't think I'm back here, Jay. Yeah, I get it.
That's not balding by choice.
I don't think a lot of people are straight up bald by choice. I think of the people that shave their head, most of them either have a receding hairline or whatever it's called when it's coming from the back, going forward.
Which leads me to another bleep you. Bleep you to my boy, Dan. Dan, I love you to death, Dan. Dan is a guy who's bald by choice. He has a full hairline. His hair grows back every time.
Dan's going to come to a harsh reality one day when he keeps shaving it, and then it doesn't grow back to where it was supposed to be, and then he's be like, damn, I wasted all those years.
I don't know, man. He be having fun, but just stop identifying me by my bald head. Like, this is not, that's like saying,
hey, laugh here. Let me know when bald Jeff come to work.
I mean, he's there
white,
now.
White Brian and bald Jeff.
Yeah, when he's not there, his name bald Jeff. Bald Jeff not at work today.
Do you guys have any bleep yous from the aquarium?
No, I'm very happy.
Because we're not there?
Yes.
I can't believe that. Nah, Landfill, you started the whole show with an attitude. When we're not in the studio, that's the worst thing in the world for you. He's not acting like now he won't act like he liked that we left.
Landfill does get stressed.
He hates when we out of the studio.
Yo, when he couldn't hear us those first couple minutes, I think he was stressed.
He was stressed like hell.
Nah, I wasn't stressed. I'm very laid back.
What about
Landfill, nothing about you is laid back.
What about White Brian? Is he mad about anything? He seems to keep it pretty low key.
Even kill?
Yeah, bleep you to every single person that has texted me the words Alabama State is hot. Auburn is 31-point favorites for a reason. I don't need that in my life.
You think y'all going to beat him by 31?
37.
Jeff said he got 20 on that. Bald Jeff's got 20 on that.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I gotta say it, and Jeff, it's coming your way. I'm sorry, Bald Jeff. I hate the people that the first day of the tournament want to whine to you about their bracket being busted. Dog, it's the first day of the tournament.
But their bracket probably busted because if the team that they pick to win loses, it is busted.
Jeff started whining about Louisville at halftime because he's going to lose one game. There's 32 games over the next two days.
JP,
you ain't going 32-0, dog.
JP, I want to win the money, and I don't want to start behind. That's starting behind, bro.
For you to say my bracket is busted, and you said those exact words at halftime of the first game, slightly premature, dog.
I hope it is. It's just, I don't got a good feel. Usually, JP, when I bet, I have a good feeling about it. Since those games. And I confidently picked these two games. Like, I was like,
so who'd you pick?
I was for sure Louisville was going to come out here and smack Creighton. I was thinking, like, all right, they usually, you know, make some noise in the first round. That's not happening. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go with High Point to come out here and smack Purdue. I went with that. No, they're not getting smacked, but it's close and it don't feel good.
But if they close, then you might win that.
Hopefully.
If you put money on it. But if you're just putting it in your bracket,
what you mean? We got $20 in the pool. I want to win the pool.
He's focused on the pool.
You're not going to win the pool. I looked at your bracket.
Who do you think's going to win the pool? Who do you think's going to win the pool?
White Brian.
One vote, White Brian. Who do you think's going to win the pool, Jeff? You?
Jeff Walker.
Okay. One vote, Jeff. Lanville, who do you think's going to win the pool?
He's on the phone.
Who? White Brian, are you taking yourself?
I am.
Okay.
I'll take my vote back.
Why?
I don't like nobody to be that damn arrogant. You know, Jeff already has that title. And like White Brown trying to take over.
I think you and I have the same finals, right? Do we both have Houston Auburn?
I think we got the same winner.
We both have Houston winning it.
Yeah.
I have Houston Auburn.
That's on you, White Brown. We going at you, son.
Who's your other one? Who do you have Houston beating?
Auburn.
So we have the exact same thing.
At the end.
I have Houston, Maryland, Bama.
Well, I don't have Maryland in
Auburn.
Final Four.
Who's your Final Four?
I don't remember, man. I just threw this stuff together real quick.
We just did it.
No, I did mine 2 days ago.
Not me, dog.
You did yours just a moment ago.
This morning. Who's your Final Four, Jeff? Do you remember?
I know it was Florida, Duke. Because that's what I had in the finals. It was...
Kind of remarkable that you don't remember your Final Four, and at halftime of the first game, you said your bracket was busted.
Because I was paying attention to the games that's today, JP.
There's one game.
It's two. What are you talking about? Purdue.
So you have High Point?
High Point is – they're down six.
Yeah. It's one thing to take it with the points, dog.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of basketball left in that game. A
lot of basketball left.
Mine got the best hand raising.
Does he?
I don't know about all that.
Here, let's just read off who people have. Can I?
Let's
do this right there.
We already in bleep you, and you already trying to change the subject again.
All right, Rico's in Fairfax. Rico, who you mad at?
I'm mad at Jeff. Let's bleep you, Jeff. I'm sorry for the rambling of party, Jeff. But hey, when he was saying about the master dinner, he wanted to cook his own meal and have his grandma in the kitchen. That don't make sense. That messes up the game.
How it don't make sense? I know
it's like someone saying, hey, I'm going to give you this free money with no string attached. And you be like, hey, no, I'm going to work for it. I don't want it.
You're like,
no, that's two different things.
Somebody's like, hey, here's 10 grand. And you're like, oh, well, what do I owe in taxes, sir? Like,
right. Exactly.
Like, you want to go to the best restaurant in the world but have your grandmother cook it?
She cooked right. better. Have you ever been to some of these 5-star restaurants? Some of them don't cook better than you, JP. Some of their beans taste worse than yours off the grill.
I don't know about that. Nah, I'll say it tastes good.
How many 5-star restaurants are you going to that you order baked beans?
Yeah. It's a comparison, JP.
No, it's not apt.
If you're doing that with baked beans, I can only imagine what you're doing with the rest of your food. I'm just saying.
I'm not the one that wants to bring my family to cook for me at the 5-star restaurant. I want to let the chef cook for me.
My grandma won competitions
with her cooking. Jeff has UNC, Florida, Duke, and Houston in the Final Four.
Yeah.
He got Duke beating Florida.
Is that Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff, you do have nice handwriting.
Jeff, too funny.
You do have nice handwriting.
Thank you.
All right.
He picked Grand Canyon to beat Maryland.
You're about to be on the serious bleep you list. Bleep you to Lanville and Nickelback, and I think Bees too. Everybody that took damn Grand Canyon. It's a fake for-profit college. How are you rooting for them? If you want to root for the women's team, I understand. But if you're rooting for the men's team, bleep you. When we come back, Mitch Tischler will join the program. So Lambville tech executive Cody Betts was over here, and I tried to get him to sit down with us. He said we don't make enough in a week to get him to sit down for a segment. I don't know.
So he called you, Mitch, to do it for free.
Cody's so I'll get it back from JP somehow.
We have the big man, Mr. Mitch Tischler, joining us, Beltway Football, Monumental Sports. Big man, how do you do?
Doing better than whoever had this Louisville first half minus -1.5 bet, I'll tell you that much.
So, yo, that was our guy that said he was going to buy me and B. Mitch beers. He had $100 on Louisville minus -1.5 in the first half. I think they were down 15.
They were down 15.
They're now down 19.
I believe, if I'm not wrong, I think me and B. Mitch had Creighton and you had Louisville and your guy. Is that right?
I don't know. B has the thing.
I don't trust Jeff, he's going to be able to find it that quickly.
Jeff is very upset about what appears that he's going to lose his Louisville bet.
Good.
My suggestion is it's the first game. Let's all relax.
If he unloaded the clip on the first game, that's his problem.
No, he's worried about his pool from the first game.
Well, then that's a whole other problem.
Yeah, Mitch had Creighton.
Of course I had Creighton.
What did I have, B?
I knew you laughed at that.
Hey, B, look at the
215. I had Creighton.
B, look at the 215 game in that region for me.
215.
I do want to let
him, Mitch.
I know what it is. I released it on the pod.
Bracket. Yeah. Hold on. Just give out your pick. This is Mitch's 5-star pick of the week.
This is my favorite upset or best value upset of the week. It's your Bryant Bulldogs over your Michigan State Spartans.
JP took Louisville.
Yeah, of course he did. Bryant is one of those teams that is getting no love right now.
Hold on. Let's start with the best game we play. Oh, looks like the Commanders just signed Michael Gallup. Yeah, dude.
Uh-oh.
Commanders just announced the addition of Michael Gallup. All right.
That receiving core will be nice.
You got a speed guy. He's a little bit older, but you got a speed guy.
You need somebody that can stretch a field. That's the one thing this receiving corps is missing, is a guy who can get downfield. And Terry does an awesome job of catching those 50-50 balls and getting open. And Noah Brown does a great job of drawing those PIs. But you need a guy who can take the top off of defense. And hopefully Michael Gallup is that guy.
With a last name like that and you have speed, it's a hell of a name, right? Gallup.
I guess that's better than Trotter, right? Trot.
Yeah, you're trotting in.
I like the Gallup signing. I imagine it's next to nothing.
Yeah.
Probably around veteran minimum type stuff. And that's the kind of signing. When everybody was talking about, like, oh, people are going to want to play with Jaden, I think that's the kind of signing where it adds up, right? Like, if it's a veteran minimum here or a veteran minimum there, you wonder who the quarterback is.
When you start getting those type of guys, that little thing about people wanting to play with him begins.
We've heard it through the, press conferences, Zoom avails, we've done with a lot of these guys along the way, Will Harris and company, talking about, the culture and seeing the joy that those guys are playing with and all those different things, that for years never existed here in Washington.
Yeah. It's going to be, I don't know, I like the signing. I don't think folks should play, throw a parade for it or anything, but I think it helps, man. I think it helps with a team that needs a vertical threat. They needed a speed guy. And this isn't an elite guy, but it's also not costing you elite money.
You're trying to build a team, man. You're going to have people at different levels that are going to bring something to that. You're not going to have all top-notch guys. And you need to have those guys that are not top-notch guys that can be effective. And what does Gallup do? He stretches the field. And that'll open it up for everybody else around him.
Well, that was I am sure you guys have talked about it here on the radio show, but for the fans that are, frustrated with whatever they've done in free agency, I think it's short-sighted because we saw this team try and take shortcuts under different regimes and try and sign the world and sign your way into making a Super Bowl run. And what you're seeing now is a team that's kind of poking and prodding, and they're putting in pieces in the short term that can help you get to where you want to go without committing long-term money and tying up your team for years to come. And so certainly I want to see them do some more on defense. I think we're going to see a lot in the draft on that side of the ball. But ultimately, you're seeing them fill holes efficiently, effectively, and cost, penny wise, pound poor, penny wisely.
And I think they're leaving a ton of flexibility for when the Jaden contract comes up. We had J.I. Halsell on with us earlier, and we kind of just asked, you know, what do you think that Jaden deal is going to look like eventually?
Oh.
And
you remember what I said on the pod when we talked about this?
Remind me.
I said that if Jaden and the Commanders are able to work out a Patrick Mahomes-esque deal where it goes for 10 years and obviously has outs along the way and you can restructure this, it might be a 10-year, $750 million contract. It might be a 10-year, $750 million contract because you're not just building in for where the salary cap is today, but also where it's going in the future. He's going to get, you know, crazy amount of money.
You know what? I believe this salary cap is now 280-something million, right?
Yeah.
It's going to probably be 300-something million, almost
in
400 by then.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're really trying to do stuff today worried about that because Jaden's going to get signed no matter what the hell goes on. I really believe they're trying to make sure that they keep the thing hot with the cash out and not worry about necessarily salary cap and just get a good team without you don't have to get all top notch guys when you have a guy like a Jaden. You know, and you have other guys that are around him that are very effective. I don't know if they're thinking that far out. Like, oh, we're going to do this deal today for 3 years down the road. I don't think that quarterbacks get paid, well, especially good quarterbacks.
And Jaden Daniels covered up a lot of warts on this franchise, on this roster last year. And, you know, I know that we all talk about it, you know, in our different platforms and whatnot. But, you know, fans, you know, want this, you know, they want to win the offseason again. They want to go back
but
to the fans.
They hated that when it was happening.
Well, they loved it when it happened, and they hated the results.
Yeah, but see, the whole thing about it is, you're not going to have four all-pro wide receivers. You're not going to have all offensive linemen that are all-pro. Your defensive line is not going to be all-pro. You got to have some guys that just outplay a certain contract.
Totally. And dude, like, I mean, when you look at how Philly is kind of this example we all keep pointing to right now, and they've drafted really well to supplement the guys they're paying a ton to.
Two.
And what they do exceptionally well and intelligently is pay up. Pay as soon as a dude is eligible. Don't wait. I mean, if you look at the contracts, not Chase is better than all of the other people I'm about to name, but if you look at how they handled Brown and Devontae Smith versus Chase and Higgins, there's a huge delta in what those four guys are making, what the two Eagles receivers versus the two Bengals receivers, and it's because you're proactive and pay them early.
Yeah. But you're also looking at an Eagles roster that is ahead of where the Commanders are, which we know.
Mostly draft classes.
They drafted really well early, and then they supplemented it with some of these big free agents that they brought in.
Totally.
And now that their early draft picks are starting to come to their second contracts, you're seeing some of their guys having to leave to go elsewhere. Yeah. Can you imagine here in Washington if, you know, they had the success they had last year and half of the Eagles' starting defense last year is not in Philly anymore. They're on their way elsewhere because they know they have big contracts coming up for those D tackles and some of these young guys. And so you're seeing this, you know, it's almost a curve as they go. Yeah. You know, you build up to it and then you have to start kind of rebuilding.
The fact that they hit on their draft picks allows them to be able to do certain things. If they hadn't hit on their draft picks, they would probably be going out there looking for some big names too. But when you draft guys on the D-line and things, and they are playing that good in the first, second year, you don't have to go break the bank. And when you look at what Adam did last year, their draft picks, a lot of them hit. And if they come this year and draft again, and let's say next year the guys from last year and the guys this year hit, then you don't have to worry about those big-name guys. Because you all of a sudden now get your – and that's what people talk about building from the draft. To build from the draft, you got to be good at drafting. If you can't draft well, you can't build from the draft.
Imagine how different this roster looks if the first and second round picks that they jettisoned last year were legit NFL starters like we see in Philly.
Yeah.
If you take the Emmanuel Forbes and you take Fedarian Mathis and you take, you know, all these guys who they got rid of last year, if those guys are legitimate NFL starters, this defense looks way better. This roster looks way better. Yeah. This team looks way better.
It's going to be, I mean, completely. And I think one dude – I got one of the mailbag questions on All Ears last night was asking what, if any, of the, you know, who that was on Washington last year do you expect to take a big reach up this year? And I think you look at the rookies, and I think it's easy to say McCaffrey or Sennett, but
no.
what, I think what if Johnny Newton plays a lot better? Like, they clearly made a decision as related to John Allen, and people want to make it a direct comparison to Javon Kinlaw.
It's not.
But I think it's more about Newton than it is about Kinlaw.
I think it may be that, but I think overall when they finish up, it's going to be, will the overall defense be better this year than it was last year? And Javon Kinlaw may not be John Allen, but I think when you look at the sum of the whole, that defense this year is going to be better than it was last year.
That's
all you need to worry about.
I got one name for you guys. Jordan McGee. Last year in camp, he was making a lot of noise and came down with a knee injury and missed, you know, a couple weeks, 6-7 weeks or so. And then, you know, by the time he came back, this team was in a legit playoff run, and you weren't going to sit there and try and develop a young linebacker.
Yeah.
But Jordan McGee, if he's able to show what we saw last year in camp and learn from the likes of Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner and the rest of that linebacking core, and he's able to kind of take that next step into a complementary role to those guys now, start working towards being, you know, the guy next year, I am extremely excited about what he can become and what he can mean for this Commanders defense.
See, I hear you. I just don't know the direct path to minutes for him and snaps. Like, Newton is your starter. McCaffrey was getting 40-50% of the snaps last year. Like, if everything breaks right for Washington, McGee's your third backer. Newton starts day one. You know what I mean? Like,
the path is, to me, I didn't love Frankie Louvu as much as they used him as a direct defensive end in the defense last year. And part of that was because they didn't have the guys to get pressure on him.
Yeah.
I wanted them to bring in somebody this year that was going to help out with that and let Louvu play that linebacker, the actual linebacker position.
Yeah.
But they haven't done that yet, so I expect we're going to see probably Frankie Louvu still lining up at defensive end. And when that happens, we've seen Bobby Wagner was a very good player last year. But, you know, he's aging. We know that he's getting older. To me, that's his path to get on the field, is in those passing down situations where he can use his speed, his athleticism, to work on those tight ends and running backs out of the backfield.
If he goes in and he starts playing some minutes early and he makes impact plays, he'll find my time.
They'll always
find
a way
to get him on the field.
Yeah.
And there are guys sometimes who don't play like the bulk of the plays. They may play 30-50%, and they have a bigger impact than the guys that play every damn play.
Absolutely.
And not to mention special teams for him, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a big part of it.
If you're missing a little bit of breaking news here, the Commanders announced they signed veteran wide receiver Michael Gallup. Had some really good seasons in Dallas. Visited here probably about 10 days ago, and now they've added him to the group.
Millennials are idiots.
I got to say,
if they
man.
If Bow Wow version of Bellin is, they're idiots.
I really wish you'd play the Bow Wow version, Landfill.
Play it one day when I'm not in. Let Jeff have fun.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. About to wrap up. I see Danny Hoo-Hoo is here. I don't know. Is Grant still on vacation?
Is Grant coming?
All right, Grant's still down in Florida. Danny and Toby holding it down today. There you go. They're also giving away Nats tickets, I believe, at 4 o'clock. So we got plenty of Nats tickets. Yo, a week from today, the bullpen's going to be jumping as people are getting ready for Nats opening day. I am here for that. Brian, I did get news. I think I'm going to have to work all night of opening day.
Oh, have fun.
Which means no... That news means no booze.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
I know. I'll survive. Yeah. I'll survive. We'll be broadcasting from Tap 99 for
Tap 99. Oh.
Don't they sell your beer? Weren't we drinking in there?
Yeah.
Is that where you punch everything on the wall?
Yeah.
That place is cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that place. All right. Jeff has reemerged.
Cameron and I'm
not sure where he's been.
I forgot her husband's name. Yeah, they're on that spot.
Cameron and Harlow?
Not Harlow. No.
Cameron and Harlow are my 6-year-old daughter's best friends.
No.
Okay.
No.
I just thought I should point out.
I don't think those 6-year-old kids own Tap 99.
You never know, dude. The world's getting younger and younger, B.
Not that young.
Let's make some bets.
Heard it here first. Don't gather around.
White Brian.
Everybody.
The whitest Brian we got.
Everybody lost yesterday except me.
Hater.
I don't think I could believe that one.
I'm starting to wonder if his stuff is suspect, B.
I think he's a little sus.
Jeff,
all right, what do we like today?
Over
what
in
we like today?
Can I take the Houston money line?
No.
No. That's got to be minus 10 G's.
It looks like it's minus 50,000.
No, Lamphill.
Okay.
Give me the Yankees to beat the Orioles.
Jeff's out here betting spring training on the first day of March Madness.
Bro, I'm not touching nothing March Madness. I'm going to let my money run its course by itself.
Jeff, there's no actual money attached to these bets.
Bro, I don't want to jinx my
You
bracket,
are really
bro.
You know
yes,
what?
My Yo, money is there.
This
yes.
is the
This
Jeff,
is why I don't bet on
Jeff's
sports.
Freaking about $20 in a bracket pool is damn near the equivalent of White Brian betting 20 cents a game.
Yeah. No, I just want to win. I like to win. I don't like to lose. And I don't like to, you know, put any bad juju on myself.
You got to spread it around.
I'm taking UC San Diego.
UC San Diego for Landini? You taking the points there, I assume?
Sure.
Alright.
Parlay that with the Nationals.
I'm taking the over in Drake game, and I want some VCU plus 2.5 over BYU.
I'm a zig here. I'm gonna take the Gonzaga Bulldogs.
Arr.
Well, it's a battle of the Bulldogs, B. Arr. Gonzaga versus Georgia.
Arr. I thought that was JP at first.
Nah, B makes the Brian. Grew up on a farm, makes the best animal noises of anyone I know. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Nikki Jabala for joining us. Thank you to J.I. Halsell for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in for Bleep You. Thanks to Bees. Thanks to the big man, Mitch Tischler. Toby's hanging out. Really fun day for day one of the madness. Tomorrow's Turtle Day, man. Tomorrow's going to matter. Damn it. Jeez, I don't know what that was. We got to go.
Oh, maybe, that was a donkey.
You think Rooster shows up tomorrow?
Bah.
That's my.
That's a sheep.
That I make good goat noises. Ready?
I don't think you do.
Bah.
Bah. No,
we
got to
go.
Right.
You made it this far. Jeff owes you an animal noise.